Coleridge's poem The Nightingale was written in April 1798. It records an evening walk taken near Nether Stowey by Coleridge and his friends William and Dorothy Wordsworth. They rest on an old mossy bridge and listen to the singing of the merry nightingale before they say farewell in the darkness and turn for their homes. At the end of the poem, in the passage recorded here, Coleridge speaks lovingly of his infant son Hartley, and the child's eyes glittering in the moonlight in the orchard at Coleridge Cottage. Farewell, O warbler, till tomorrow eve, and you, my friends, farewell, a short farewell. We have been loitering long and pleasantly, and now for our dear homes. That strain again, full fain it would delay me. My dear babe, who capable of no articulate sound, mars all things with his imitative lisp, how he would place his hand beside his ear, his little hand, the small forefinger up, and bid us listen. And I deem it wise to make him nature's playmate. He knows well the evening star, and once, when he awoke in most distressful mood, some inward pain had made up that strange thing, an infant's dream. I hurried with him to our orchard plot, and he beheld the moon, and, hushed at once, suspends his sobs, and laughs most silently, while his fair eyes, that swam with undropped tears, did glitter in the yellow moonbeam. Well, it is a father's tale. But if that heaven should give me life, his childhood shall grow up familiar with these songs, that with the night he may associate joy. Once more farewell, sweet nightingale. Once more, my friends, farewell.